The news cycle can feel loud, fast, overwhelming. WBEZ is different. No yelling, no selling, just the facts delivered calmly and clearly. Your support makes that possible. We're powered by our community, which means we don't have to chase sensational headlines or clickbait. We can focus on helping you understand what's happening and why it matters. Start a monthly gift today to keep calm, reliable journalism strong for Chicago. Give now at WBEZ.org/donate.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. U.S. District Judge April Perry is weighing whether to block the deployment of National Guard units to Illinois. My colleague Araceli Gomez-Aldana is at the courthouse and has the latest.
It was a full courtroom today as Judge Perry heard opening remarks from the state of Illinois, the city of Chicago, and the Department of Justice. Christopher Wells is the lead lawyer representing the state. He said President Trump was acting maliciously, pushing for National Guard troops despite the governor's objections. On the other side, DOJ lawyer Eric Hamilton insisted the deployment is needed because of violent acts against federal buildings and agents. But Perry questioned those claims and referenced a country music star saying, quote, "Some of this frankly sounds like a Carrie Underwood song." Hamilton then shot back saying, "This is no Carrie Underwood song." The court is in recess until later this afternoon. It's unclear whether Perry will issue a decision today. Reporting from downtown, Araceli Gomez-Aldana, WBEZ News.
Keep following WBEZ for the latest news on possible National Guard deployments and the Trump administration's immigration enforcement efforts. All this news is changing fast. Meantime, the village of Broadview says about 36 National Guard troops are at the local ICE facility. Officials say 3 vans of soldiers arrived there last night. In a statement, the village says Broadview police officers observed parked vans filled with sleeping guards. Other news, a former Chicago high school principal and the ex-superintendent of Evanston-Skokie schools are facing federal corruption charges. Prosecutors say Devon Horton steered District 65 contracts to his associates, who then gave him kickbacks. The feds say payments were sometimes funneled back to Horton through one of his siblings and that he lied on economic disclosure documents to hide his involvement with contractors. The indictment also says the former principal at Chicago's Hyde Park Academy and Antonio Ross also steered a Chicago Public Schools contract to a company tied to Horton. Vice President J.D. Vance is expected to visit Indiana tomorrow for a second time in recent months as the White House continues to push for redistricting. Vance met with Republican lawmakers from Indiana twice in August, first in Indianapolis and then again in Washington, D.C. And the Cubs are playing their second elimination game in as many days tonight, trying to stave off the Milwaukee Brewers for yet another day. The Cubs trail the Brewers 2-1 in this National League Division Series following their 4-3 win last night. Cubs manager Craig Counsell says the team has met the moment so far when playing in high-stakes situations.
It's fun and stressful in the same sentence and the same light, and I think you feel both emotions a lot, but you know, you're playing to play tomorrow. That can't help but give you something else, right? It has to.
Matthew Boyd getting the start for the Cubs, trying to rebound from a tough outing he had in Game 1. First pitch at Wrigley tonight is scheduled for 8:08. You're listening to The Rundown. A deadly smash and grab in downtown Chicago is raising questions about the best way to reduce crime in the city. One of the alleged offenders was a peacekeeper who had recently posed for a photo with Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. And allies of the Trump administration point to such incidents as proof Chicago needs National Guard troops. But experts say it is not that simple. They contend violent crime is down, thanks in part to people who mediate conflict in the city's toughest neighborhoods. My colleague Anna Savchenka has more.
In early September, Kellermack Miller found himself at a roundtable chat with Governor J.B. Pritzker. They were at an event for peacekeepers on the south side.
I think one thing you said was they feel safe, or safer around you.
McMiller, who's 35, even took a photo with the governor in his neon yellow vest. It later appeared in a press release touting how violence prevention programs help drive down violent crime. But then, just 6 days later, McMiller was allegedly involved in a deadly smash and grab downtown. Authorities say he was one of a dozen offenders who robbed a Louis Vuitton store of nearly $700,000 worth of goods. A video online shows the smashed storefront on Michigan Avenue. The crew fled the scene in getaway cars. The one McMiller was in raced down Michigan Avenue, running red lights, until it slammed into a car driven by a man named Mark Arceta. Arceta was on his way to work. He didn't survive the crash. McMiller and six other men are now facing charges of first-degree murder, burglary, and retail theft. The high-profile crime cast a harsh spotlight on the field of violence intervention at a time when the president is criticizing how local leaders are handling crime. Critics were quick to point to the four warrants that had already been out for McMiller's arrest. Here's Republican State Senator Darby Hills speaking to Fox News.
Without a father, and what are we doing? We're protecting criminals.
Pritzker condemned the robbery and took down the photo of him and McMiller. But he also defended anti-violence programs, which are partially funded by the state. Vaughn Bryant is the executive director of Metropolitan Peace Initiatives. They oversee many of the violence prevention groups in the city, including the one that recruited McMiller roughly 3 weeks before the robbery.
There was a part of him that, you know, wanted to turn his life around. Otherwise, I don't know that he would have been engaged with us.
But Bryant says McMiller was never professionally trained as a full-time outreach worker. Instead, he was an apprentice in their Peacekeeper Initiative. That program identifies high-risk people who are considering leaving street life, but haven't fully abandoned it. In McMiller's case, he was only getting paid $100 a week to mediate conflicts on his block.
When we are recruiting peacekeepers, we want to have inroads, meaning like people who can influence groups to stand down.
There are roughly 1,300 peacekeepers working in Chicago. Data show the communities they work in have seen significant declines in shooting injuries and deaths. And some go on to pursue careers in violence intervention. Relapses among peacekeepers are rare, Brian says, but they do happen. We weren't able to contact McMiller or anyone who knew him, so we reached out to Rodney Phillips. He's familiar with the temptations that can lure guys like McMiller back to a life of crime. I recently met Phillips in Bronzeville.
When I grew up here, this was public housing. This was known as Stateway Gardens. It wasn't the same like this shiny and Starbucks or nothing like this.
This is the place where he grew up playing football. It's also where he started dealing drugs as a teen. He got caught and ended up in jail. After his release, he was recruited to a violence prevention group, which was a new idea at the time. He was even featured in a 2011 documentary called The Interrupters.
The Violence Interrupters had one goal in mind, save a life.
But despite how hard he tried to leave his past behind, violence prevention work wasn't well funded at the time, and he struggled to make ends meet.
I had a daughter that was staying with me that I was raising. I had bills. My back was against the wall.
He says it was easy going back to dealing. He didn't even know how to find a job. He never had one. So he wound up behind bars again.
I cried in that cell because I felt like a failure and a disappointment, and I let down people, but mainly myself, because I knew I was more than that.
Phillips resolved to continue his work in violence intervention once he got out. Now, he runs the Crisis Prevention Response Unit at Metropolitan Peace Initiatives. He supervises outreach workers who mediate teen gatherings downtown, and he has this to say to those who've been in his shoes.
It's never too late. Whatever your circumstances is, because wherever you at, you could become a model and a beacon of hope for other people.
At its core, the violence prevention model is built on the idea of giving people second chances. But for Vaughn Bryant, that doesn't mean recruiting people with outstanding warrants. That's why he's committed to reevaluating the vetting process for peacekeepers.
I think it's just an opportunity for us to get better at what we do and continue to, you know, strengthen our protocols and standards.
But in the meantime, the deadly incident that McMiller was involved in has ruptured the lives of those who were close to Mark Arceta, the man killed in the crash. His wife was expecting, and Arceta died without ever meeting his newborn son. What would you say to his family, which I can imagine is grieving right now?
Yeah, so I have a friend who has a friend that worked with Mark, and she knew him well. They worked together in the past.
That friend sent Bryant a message recently that stuck with him. I asked him to read it.
Mark, the man who was killed during the Louis Vuitton smash and grab, was a hardworking family man who would help anyone. The work you are doing is for the greater good, and he would absolutely support that.
Bryant says the message was consoling, but it also hurt to know that a supporter of their work fell victim to someone who was in their program, someone they tried to help but couldn't. I'm Nasavchenka, WBEZ News.
Weather, sunny and seasonable today with a high in the mid-60s and then clear and chilly tonight, a low near 50, and Friday, partly sunny, high in the upper 60s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labus. Thanks for listening.